Hello, everyone. I'm just jumping on here before we start our podcast today to let you know about what's coming up in the Confident Practitioner Community, our free Facebook group. Now, it used to be called Strictly Education and Support, but Confident Practitioner is really more what we are and what we want to be. So to celebrate the renaming and to celebrate you as the practitioner, at the end of this month, we've got a wonderful group of speakers. So first up, speaking for us, we have Leslie Bergstrom. Now, she's going to talk about the future of modern health and medicine from the perspective of a naturopath, energy healer, and modern shaman. So it's going to be a really interesting talk, and she's going to start the week with us. Then next up, we have Moira Bradfield. Dr. Moira Bradfield, and she's going to talk about vaginal health, candidiasis, and her PhD and her recent PhD. So that's very exciting. Then we've got Tara Nelson that you may know of because she's the thyroid guru, and she's going to talk to us about how small things really affect the big picture when we're looking at our client and thyroid health and how it affects that big picture of the client. Then we've got Katie Barron. And Katie Barron, she's the physical examination guru, and she's the one who helps us to understand how important physical examination is as part of our consult, whether we're online or offline, okay, whether they're in our clinic with us or whether we're seeing them online. Now, myself, I'm going to be talking, of course, about being that confident practitioner. I'm going to make sure that you understand and to help you in those consults. And we're going to be talking about scripts and things that we can say to our client to encourage them to come back, to encourage them to share you and your services with their friends and colleagues. Now, this is running from the 29th of April to the 3rd of May in the Confident Practitioner Community. And if you invite your friends, whoever invites the most people can win. They can win one-to-ones with me and with the other practitioners who are part of this. Now, I know that that is at the end of the month, and you might not be on Facebook because this is a podcast, and you might prefer listening to things on the podcast. So what I'm going to do is we're going to record all of those, and they are going to become our podcasts in July. So there will be a second opportunity to listen to them. But I'm sure that you, as the listener, want to come and join us in the Confident Practitioner Community. And I'm sure as you, the listener here today, you want to invite your friends because it is the coolest place to be. And to win one-to-ones, who doesn't like to win a one-to-one with any of those practitioners? So I look forward to seeing you in the Confident Practitioner Community. And let's get on with the podcast. You are the entrepreneur, just like I'm the entrepreneur. You are that person who is selling, try not to buy so much, and try to sell. You're the one who's reaching and finding those clients. And those clients, then you need to nurture them so they find you more clients. But you need to make sure that you have control of your time. So how are you going to do that as the entrepreneur? How are you going to make sure you have more clients coming to see you as the entrepreneur that you are and do all the business things on the side?
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So you're either listening with your earbuds in on your podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is you listen to, or you might be looking at me on YouTube. So hello from to wherever you are. Now, what are we going to talk about today? Well, the last couple, we've talked about, sharing knowledge, empowering others, professional education and development. And what I thought now was, what about a behind the scenes? What about thinking about how you do it as that solopreneur? Because if you're working for somebody else, it's really different, isn't it? If you're working for somebody else, you've got reception, or maybe you're on reception, and some days you're reception or in the shop, and other days you're helping clients one-to-one. You're making and creating for other people some days, and then some days you're seeing clients and getting other people to make and create. And you're listening to me because, I don't know, you love the sound of my voice, and you're thinking to yourself, maybe one day things will change, or Geraldine might have some ideas for me so that I can take my business forward or change it in a way that's going to help me do other things. Or it might be that you're like me and you are by yourself. It's just you in your business. Yes, I have a lot of support. I've got Ella, my VA, who organizes all my podcasts. She's my motivator. We message each other all the time. She's fantastic. Really a PA as much as she does all my editing and everything else. Then I've got Angeline, and Angeline does all of my social media. You can have Angeline work for you too, if you like. You just need to message me and I'll send you her, connect you to her, and she will do your social media pictures. And so I send her information. She asks me questions, and we banter as well. And then recently I've employed somebody else, Jose, who is doing, the reason I stumbled there is because I'm trying to, my websites, I don't know if you've noticed, I've got like two websites and sometimes they're not working and it makes me cry. So I've employed him to figure all that out for me and make everything work because I'm kind of over doing it myself. So, you know, I have three people working for me, but none of them are in my office. None of them are in my reception. None of them are taking the money. Oh, I've got a bookkeeper as well in Cobar, Marie's Bookkeeping. So you can just Google her, Marie's Bookkeeping, Cobar, New South Wales. And so she does everything online. So I don't see any of these people. I have none of these people in my room with me, just me. And of course, my room is actually my front room. So my walk to work is maybe about, I don't know how many meters from my bed, at 10 meters at the end of my bed to my door, across the hall, from the door to my desk. It's really not that far. So really, the day in the life of an entrepreneur and business mentor is the same as your day in the life. You might go to an office somewhere, so you've got a commute. But once we get into our office, it's kind of the same. When I was just seeing clients, my time was seeing the client, trying to get, well, initially they're an hour and a half, like everybody is, then realized that nobody can do an hour and a half, brought all my consults in to below the hour. So first consult is about 50 minutes, 55 minutes. The follow-up consults are all less than 45, preferably around the half hour mark. However, that's the consult time. We still have, on top of that time, I have sending off my scripts to Araya. I've got, what else do I do? You know, their follow-up appointment, the taking the money, doing the admin things, doing some research on their problem if I need to, having a look at different, you know, they've said, oh, I can't swallow a tablet. So you're spending all your time trying to figure out powders because they can't swallow a tablet, or I hate powders. You really want to give them a powder. So now you've got to do tablets, or I hate liquids. You're trying to find tablets, or I don't want to take a tablet. You're trying to find herbal liquids, you know, so there's all of that, right? On top of the research. So we've got these things to bulk into our day. And when it was just me, just seeing clients, and I had two small young children, of course, on top of that, I had get up in the morning, get everybody else up in the morning, get people to school or childcare, come home. Then you'd do breakfast dishes, tidying up. You'd end up putting a load of washing on, and then you'd come in and you'd see your first client, or you'd do your billing or something. You know, you'd do and be a little bit all over the place. So I just had Tuesday is my billing day. Actually, this is a whole other podcast. I'm going to do another podcast about time control. That will be the next one. I'm going to call it. I'm going to write that down. Hang on a second. Time control. That's my next podcast. Right. Because I mean, what I'm talking about now is how I got to where I am now. And time control is a different kettle of fish, I reckon. So how did I get here to now? I've started to organize myself better. I still see clients, but what I've done and what I started to do probably, I probably started right back in the beginning when I was nursing as well, because it'd be like, well, you know, I think I did Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings in, well, initially in research, and then I moved into theatres. So I'd do the morning shift. So I'd have to be there. I'd drop the kids at before school care and childcare or before school care, because then you're out. You do the morning shift, you're out at like 2 or something. So I'd be there for school pickup. So I'd be there at the end of the day, even if I wasn't there in the morning. Interesting story there. Shall I shove a quick story in? When I was nursing, my daughter was a toddler and I was studying and I was supposedly a naturopath. As I've said before, I wasn't taking money for the first couple of years. So I was a pretend naturopath, really. Anyway, my daughter went, I said, I'm going to work. And my daughter lost it. She had a full-on tantrum, toddler too. She had this full-on tantrum and started yelling, not work, not work. I was like, what? I said, I'm going to college, because I was still studying as well. So because naturopathy was a relatively short part of what I was doing, and I'd done the Western herbal medicine, and nutrition had popped up as a separate. So I was doing the nutrition component at the time. I was like, I'm going to college. Immediately the tantrum stopped. She'd like, it was like somebody flicked a switch. And I looked at my husband looked at me and I said, I'm going to work. And she lost it again. Absolutely lost it. No, don't go to work. Work. No work. Not work. Not work. She was yelling. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, I'm going to college. And it stopped. And I looked at my husband and I said, am I grumpy when I get in from work perchance? So obviously things had to change from very early on. But I carried on nursing for quite a while. I just didn't tell her I was going to work, and I tried to chill out when I got home. But those were in my dictatorial days, as I've told you about before. I did what I should have done was a communication course, but what I did do was a coaching course. And so your life evolves as you evolve with children. Now, it might be that if you're going out, you've rented a room or you work for somebody else. The simple fact is that it isn't a case of dropping the kids at school, coming home, seeing a client, putting the laundry on, coming back, finishing the client, going back, getting the laundry out, then seeing a client, then doing the breakfast dishes and doing those sorts of things. And it really doesn't work. And I will talk about time control next time. But those systems don't work. We have to get in flow and we have to choose how we're going to work, the days that we're going to do things and what we're going to do. So the day in my life is relaxing first off with a cup of coffee. Okay. I'll pat the cat. He didn't come in this morning. I didn't see him. And I had to put my old ginger cat down, unfortunately, a while ago, which is very sad. But I do have a little gray cat and he didn't come in this morning. So I just had my coffee without him. But I relax at that point. Okay. I do a bit of scrolling through social media. I chat with friends and I enjoy that coffee. And I take half an hour over it. I don't stint on that. I say to my clients, if you're going to have real coffee, make it count. So that is the coffee I make count. All right. And I relax into that. I enjoy that. And then I make a decision on what I'm going to do. I've already planned on Sunday what has to happen in the week, but my day can fluctuate. It can vary. And I give myself treats at the end of doing a job, right? I know that I had to do some podcasting. I am batching some podcasts today. And I have to do that because Ella, my VA, needs them. So otherwise, she'll be going, we got nothing to publish this week, Geraldine. What's going on? So, you know, they have to be batched. So I was like, right, that's top priority. I'm going to do that first. Now, I've got another few jobs, house jobs, and they're not uninteresting jobs. So I'm tidying up one of the old bedrooms. My children I only have one child at home. She's actually in Spain at the moment. So I quite enjoy going into these other rooms I don't use very often and untidying them. I'm going to change the sheets and make the bed and do stuff so that it's actually a spare room should anyone want to come and stay. So that's my other job today. It's raining. A treat day for me. I'd be going on a lovely big walk and enjoying the outside. So that's planned for later this afternoon when apparently it will stop raining, according to what's it called? Willy Weather or whatever it is I watch. So what is your plan as a entrepreneur and business mentor? You have to have social media time. Now, I have Angeline posting for me. I've had a long discussion with her about what I need and when I need it and what's coming up so that she can create those posts. And I post on my stories. Now, I haven't always got something to post on my story. I'm not a big social media person, but every so often you'll see something on my story. I was in New Zealand. I hiked the Abel Tasman with my sisters. And so that was on my story when I got back. And it's on my page. It's on my Mentoring with Geraldine Instagram page that those stories then became posts I wanted people to see. What am I doing? I am preparing for my day. I've prepared with Angeline putting out my posts. Now, you may need to put out your own posts, which means here I am batching podcasts. you might need to sit down and batch your social media so that you know it's coming out. Angeline has batched it for me. And so where I'm sitting batching podcasts is your time to sit and do your social media posts. Now, you only need to post 2-3 times a week. Yes, I post every day, but I don't, do I? Angeline does it for me. We've had a long discussion. We've talked about it. We've talked about colors. We've talked about what's happening, the wording, what's coming up. So she's done those things, but you will need to think ahead. And that's where you need a planning session. So on a Sunday afternoon, evening, I have a quick look at the week ahead. It's not necessarily the best day to do it, a Sunday, because you're still, you know, it might be, you know, you want to absolutely have your weekend to yourself and not think about work. But Monday is my biggest working day. So it means that I have to do it before I hit Monday. Now, I can do it Friday, and I do look on Friday about Monday, because if I have to change something or move someone Monday or Tuesday, I need to do it on Friday. So I have looked on Friday. I do know what to expect. But Sunday is, I really am doing all these things on Monday, and I really am doing all of these things on Tuesday. So what am I going to do on Wednesday? Because Monday, I will have people for my 90-day program. I'll have one-to-ones on Monday. And then Monday lunchtime, we have our group clinical discussions. So I need to be prepared for that. I mean, I need to stay up to date. I need to know what's going on. We have it's a group, beautiful group of people who are naturopaths and nutritionists, acupuncturists, Chinese medicine, and everybody has 15 minutes, 10 minutes to talk, and 5 minutes for other people to give answers and discuss. And you can talk about anything in that time. So generally, I have a client who's 24, suffering with this and this. I've done this and this. Any other suggestions? Or I don't even know where to start. And so as I will help first, and then other people, especially if it's their specialty, we're a pharmacist in there as well. If it's their specialty, they will come in and go, oh, that SSRI is contraindicated with that, would say the pharmacist, or somebody else would chip in on it. You know, I love this product for that. And so it's a really fantastic support system for those people in clinical practice. The graduate program is what has evolved now over time. It's been running since, 2017, I think, 16 or something, quite a while. So it's been running for ample time, and it has evolved over time. So initially I repeated the same, you know, I would update and repeat the same webinars, and that's kind of boring for me, right? And so now they're all recorded. And so anyone who does, it's called the observation, and that includes those webinars. So it's the same price as the practitioners who are in there already. But as a student or a new practitioner without clients, you can observe. You don't get to speak. You can ask questions in the chat, but you don't get to speak. You don't get time in that, because at the end, I've got half an hour. So however many people are on, you get to speak in that half an hour at the end. It's billed monthly, and you get two. You get to come to two a month, because you've got a ton of other work to do in between times, because you've got access whilst you're paying to all that other content. The practitioners who are on it, they get three sessions. They don't get access to the grad program unless they've done it. A number of them were in the grad program and they're now moved into that one. So they purchased it, so they still have full access. But it means that there's this group of professionals who are able to chat and talk about what's going on with them in their business, with their clients, and they have that incredible support network, and it is amazing. So I always want to know, we do it three times a month, so it doesn't mean to say it's every Monday, which hence Sunday, I'm double checking. Am I seeing everyone tomorrow or not? And if I am, I will message them in the morning saying, hey, don't forget, see you at lunchtime. Even though they've had the reminder emails and everything else, we have a messenger chat and I pop it in there. Okay. So Mondays are really important for me, because I'll be seeing a 90-day person. I'll then be going into this incredible chat with these incredible practitioners, which if you're interested, let me know. And then in the afternoon, I will have focus calls. So let me know if you want a focus call. Links in the chat, so in the thread, in the show notes. Remember the right word, in the show notes. So the focus call link is in the show notes. So you can book a focus call. So I'll have focus calls, but I will then now see clients. So for a little while there, I was mentoring on one day. I was lecturing on another day, and I would see clients separately, because I found it a bit of a struggle to go from mentoring to seeing clients to doing the same thing, you know, talking about a person's business. And then I'm jumping in to talk to you about your hormones or whatever. When we think about how does my head work, we're going to have breaks in between if we're going to jump from one thing to another. Whereas Monday evening, I've gone back to having clients because, of course, the lunchtime is all clinical. So I'm in the clinical mindset. So I can see my clients who I'm not taking any new clients, FYI, but I have a lot of clients on my books and they keep coming back. I keep thinking, oh, I haven't got anyone. And I'll immediately get a text. As soon as I think to myself, oh, no clients, I immediately get a text from a client going, Geraldine, can you see me? Or a past client, not a new one. So Monday is now also clients in the afternoon and evening. So I'll be doing that late night Monday. Tuesdays, I've gone back to being academy days. So, I mean, these are my three things really. So this is my mentoring stuff, is the one-to-ones in the 90-day program, either in the clinical group or observation of the clinical group being the new graduate program, and seeing clients, but it doesn't really count, does that, for mentoring. And the other one is the academy. And in the academy, we work towards, it's your community. You get out what you put in, but there's a ton of content in there. It's more business-based. It's how to get those clients coming back. And we have a focus every year. So this focus is writing your book and getting your book in Amazon. That is our focus for 2024. 2025 is the focus is going to go back to supporting the client. I mean, it's still there. You can watch all the stuff, but it's all about getting your client coming back, creating that program within your business, not one you have to sell outside, but part of what you do, and communication and connection. So that coaching aspect is going to be big in 2025, and how we coach our clients and how we get them coming back. So it's next year. But this year is getting that book published and getting that book out there. And so my day as a mentor and entrepreneur is figuring out what I'm going to be doing in each step. And that's the next podcast, Time Control. Who I'm seeing, how I'm going to see them, what I'm going to put into my day, but what treats I'm going to give myself for achieving my goals. And treats, obviously, same with your clients, no such thing as a food treat. Okay, food is not a treat, food is life. And I've got to say, at the moment, I'm really into broccoli salad. So, okay, that's going to be my food treat, man. But when I think of how I'm delivering my day, I'm chunking it down, I'm making sure that I prioritize and get those priority things done when I can. I do have an ongoing list. I do have a to-do list, an ongoing list. It's actually by the sofa. It's on the arm of the sofa because I might think of something in the evening when I'm doing other things and I'll write it down on that list, because we want to grow our business. It doesn't matter what you do in business. It's all very well saying, you know, an entrepreneur or mentor's life. But at the end of the day, being a mentor is giving one-to-one support as well as group support to people. And so when we think about mentoring our clients, coaching our clients, achieving those aims, or your clients achieving those aims, we're all doing the same thing. We have to post to social media. We have to write the blogs. We have to show up on the algorithms. We have to do those things. And so we have to figure out, how am I going to get on them and do those things? And how am I just going to keep at it? Because sometimes it might be the unexpected. I haven't posted on Pinterest in ages, and yet Pinterest has a very different algorithm. It's a slow burn. So it doesn't immediately drop down because somebody repins it and then it pops back up to the top. Whereas somebody likes something on Instagram, it's still down the bottom. That doesn't put it back up to the top of the feed or anything. It does increase its reach, sort of, but we have to have a lot of people. If you have 20 likes, it's going to be massively increased on the feed than if you have one or two, for example. So some places we just have to be present and people see us and know we exist. We have to make sure that we're staying within brand. That's something I talk about in the academy, is how to sort your brand out in there. Because when we think of our day, we have to make sure that we feel productive, whether or not we're seeing clients. If nobody's walking in your door, then that time is working towards getting more clients to come in your door, or that first client to come in your door. All right. So might be Google. Google gets me my clients, nothing else. Google is the one that gets my clients. Whereas I know other people, they're entirely reliant on Instagram for their clients, especially people who are seeing younger people. They're on the gram, and something is visual. So, you know, if you're talking about skin or something, you might have a better go on the socials, on the visual socials, than you will on the non-visual, on the written socials. So how does my day run? My day runs with a coffee first. Then my day is, I make a decision. How am I going to spend my day? How am I going to time control my day? And that is set out dependent
possibly on my to-do list and what is already scheduled and what is programmed. And I make sure my programming stays in sync. So like the Monday, I talk clinically at lunchtime with those practitioners. So in the evening, I could see clients because I'm still in that zone. All right. So let's think, you know, zone things. What is your zone to do things? How are you going to promote and talk to people? Where are you going to find people? And who is going to support you to do those things? Because when we think of the day in our life, there's got to be other things within it that give you joy. Because some parts of our business just don't give us joy. And the part that has never, ever given me joy is the bookkeeping part. So I paid a bookkeeper forever. Initially, she was like, oh yeah, this is how I charge $150 a month. I was like, I didn't have $150 worth of stuff for you to do because it's all just straight up simple to distributors back then. I haven't got any employees. She was like, okay, well, when I've built up to $150, it'll be $150. So I was paying her like three or four times a year, maybe four or five times a year, that $150. Now I pay monthly because I've got other things going on. And yet it's easier for her because I'm not putting it in an envelope and posting it to her. It's all going online. So we've got to think, what is the stuff that I've got to ditch just to live my life? And then what are the things I love that I can do more of, I can promote, and I can get out there? That is part of being an entrepreneur, is looking, what do I like? What am I good at? What can I achieve? What can I share? Okay, you are an entrepreneur. You've started a business. You have a business. You are an entrepreneur. Whether you want to call yourself that or not, the simple fact is you are one. So you have to read the odd book on, you know, mindset, as well as all the books on all of the learnings that you're doing. You'll need to read books on systems or listen to podcasts like this one that are going to hopefully motivate you to go, yeah, Geraldine says she's a bit disorganized, but you know, she's got the to-do list happening. And next week I'm going to listen to Time Control and figure out how I'm going to do this and the sections that I'm going to implement and what I'm going to do. So it's okay to be a bit disorganized. If you're procrastinating over something, you're not actually procrastinating. Procrastinating is a way of questioning whether or not you want to do it, how you want to do it. So over Easter, I decided I'm going to do my indoor plants. I'm going to tidy up two cupboards and a bedroom. Now, the plants, I ended up going with a friend to help her start to sort her dad's house out. Her dad died 6 months ago. So that took one day of my 4 days out. And then we went out for a day. So ultimately I only had 2 days. So I got my indoor plants done. Trust me, I've got a lot of indoor plants. You might've seen them on my social media. I've got a lot of indoor plants. I have so many indoor plants, they're actually outside as well. So definitely took me 2 days. I never got the bedroom done. I did get one cupboard done because I allocated the time. Look at things and allocate, guys. If you're not allocating, it's going to be much, much harder for you to do things. We have to allocate and use our time wisely as entrepreneurs. And we have to get out there and tell the world about ourselves. Nobody's just going to walk in the door. You can't just, as they used to say back in the day, put your shingle out and hope for the best. Now, a shingle is just a sign to say who you are. And back in the day, that's what you did do. You would put a sign out saying, here I am, and this is what I do. And you'd put a notice, a couple of sort of adverts in the newspaper, and then you get a few people. You'd put signs up at the library. You'd put the signs up on the information board at the supermarket. You'd put signs up around the place. And that's putting your shingle up. Whereas now your shingle is social media. Now your shingle is from your office a lot of the time, but you still have to go out and get work. You have to apply for business. And once you find that one or two clients who share you with everyone, that's what makes your business. You've just got to find those couple of clients. I had two of them, and one of them literally built my business because she told all of her friends about me. They all came to see me. And because if you refer me, not now because I'm not taking new clients, but if you refer me to somebody else, you get a free appointment. And that still works with my mentees. If I'm mentoring you and you refer me, you get a free appointment, right? It's the same thing. Because if you're already referring me, then I've already helped you heaps and you're not difficult anymore because I know you really well. So I don't think that lady has ever had a paid appointment since then because she literally introduced about 30 people to me and each of those people are worth money. But I had to apply, I had to find her. I had to work to find that one lady. And then out of that 20 or 30 people she gave me, I had another couple of people who referred me to other people because that's their skill set, their connector skill set. that they were able to refer me on and give me more clients. But meanwhile, I have to do the background work. I have to sit down. I have to allocate time to go, I'm going on social media, allocate time. I am going to go on Google, allocate time. I'm going to set, in my case, do podcast batching. In your case, do your social media batching. Go into Canva, batch it out, date it, so that next year you can change the color background from April 2024 to April 2025, and you can put the same stuff out. Do it once, rinse and repeat. Part of being an entrepreneur is selling. The other half is rinse and repeat. So my podcasts, probably some of them are really, really similar. And you go, hey, she talked about this already. She's told that story. Hey, I've got 300 and something podcasts. So yeah, I probably have told that story. I do like to tell a story. It's in the family. We all like to tell a story and we like to repeat our stories. So worked for me so far. So think about it. You are the entrepreneur, just like I'm the entrepreneur. You are that person who is selling, try not to buy so much and try to sell. You're the one who's reaching and finding those clients. And those clients, then you need to nurture them so they find you more clients. But you need to make sure that you have control of your time. So how are you going to do that as the entrepreneur? How are you going to make sure you have more clients coming to see you as the entrepreneur that you are and do all the business things on the side? You can do it. You totally can do this, right? Anyone can do this as long as their mindset stays as this was my focus. This is where I'm going. Just like a couple of podcasts ago, I talked about where are you going? What is your future? How are you going to get there? This is the same, always the same. Being the entrepreneur is always looking forward, but looking forward to that goal that you have set. All right. What are your goals? What have you set? How will you reach them? They need to be financial goals, practical, physical goals. We need those. We need mindset goals. Having a board, goals board, is really going to help you, because you can have all the different goals for the different things. So think about that. Have a good think. If you've enjoyed today, you made it all the way to the end, usual thing, 5 stars, thank you very much. That would be lovely. But make sure you subscribe, because next week I'm talking about time control and you don't want to miss out if you haven't subscribed, so make sure you do that. Anyway, have a good one. Have an absolutely brilliant rest of day. Enjoy whatever it is that you still have to do and that is leading up to the most perfect end of day you could possibly have. And I look forward to catching up with you on the next cast or maybe on the past casts. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part 2 of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.